Hundreds of Collingwood residents packed the lawn at the museum for the annual cenotaph service this November 11 morning in remembrance of those who gave their lives during the World Wars and beyond. The annual tradition, which includes a parade, wreath-laying ceremony and service, is often well attended and is hosted by the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 63 Collingwood. In addition to a moment of silence, the playing of the Last Post and the Piper's Lament, the crowd is led in singing O Canada, God Save the King, and the hymn, God Our Help in Ages Past. Lorne Kenny recited In Flanders Fields and a second poem meant to honor those who died at sea. Rev. Brian Goodings, the Padre for Branch 63, delivered an original, and perhaps provocative, message beginning with his wish there could be a vaccine distributed worldwide to inoculate people against stupidity. Goodings observed that a list of bad leaders, the list is probably different for everyone, have brought the world to the brink and even into war again, leaving the work of peace to the peasants. History makes a strong argument that war is always inevitable, but maybe we should believe also that peace is inevitable too, said Goodings. And also consider the next war doesn't need to be inevitable. He noted the damage of war is generational, that even those who survive do not go home unscathed. Peace is harder work than war, perhaps, but it's something worth giving our lives for, said Goodings, who acknowledged ongoing war in the Middle East and Ukraine. We may yet be saved. God only knows if Donald Trump can simply call them up and tell them to knock it off, said Goodings to a mix of laughs and gasps from the crowd. If he can, I'm a convert to his side, but if he can't, it falls to us. He finished with a call to action. Like it or not, you and I, the peaceful people all around the world, peasants, not rulers, are the only vaccine against the spreading of the disease of war, said Goodings.